Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
My name is Elsie.
Now, yesterday on our program, we joined our animal friends again. We had the dog, the cat, the donkey, and the rooster.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the road to Bremen, but they got tired,
mm-hmm.
of course, because they're old and they think they're useless. And they went to a tree. They found a tree. They needed to take a rest.
After they all settled down, the rooster went to the top of the mountain and shouted, I see a house.
That's right. He was up on top of the tree and he was seeing a long way away.
Mm-hmm.
He saw this house and they thought, well, there's a place we can sleep with a roof over our heads. The donkey
mm-hmm.
was excited about that. The dog was excited about getting some food. So they all agreed to go to the house. Once they got there, they saw a group of thieves inside.
Or we say robbers.
Robbers, yes.
抢匪在里面。And we're very curious about what they're going to do next. I believe our students are very curious, too.
I'm curious myself. Are they going to try and get some of that delicious food inside? How are they going to deal with the robbers? Let's find out in today's story.
The Band of Animals.
The animals thought of a plan to get into the house. The donkey said,
Maybe if we sing for the robbers, they'll invite us in.
The animals climbed on each other's shoulders to sing. The donkey brayed, the dog barked, the cat meowed, and the rooster crowed. The noise scared the robbers.They tried to attack the animals, but the cat scratched the robbers' faces. The dog bit their legs. The donkey kicked them, and the rooster flew around the robbers. Finally, the robbers ran away. The animals realized they were terrible musicians. However, they now had a home and feast all to themselves.
Maybe we should meet up on Saturday. Maybe we should meet up on Saturday. Invited. Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party.Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party. Attack. The hungry lion attacked the zebra. The hungry lion attacked the zebra. Bite. Bite, bit, bitten. My dog might bite you.If you make him angry. My dog might bite you if you make him angry.
Day 3 starts off by saying the animals thought of a plan to get into the house. Okay, so they're going to try and go in. The robbers are in there. I guess they're not afraid of the robbers, or they just want that food so badly.
Right.
They don't care、
mm-hmm.
how risky it is.
今天呢，令人紧张的故事情节要来了。故事一开始就说到了，动物们想到了一个计划来进入这间房子。How? Just walk in?Or break in?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do this, but the donkey has an idea. The donkey said, maybe if we sing for the robbers, they'll invite us in. Have you ever heard a donkey make a noise? You know how they sound? Yeah, like, they don't have, like, a beautiful singing voice.
But remember, the donkey wanted to be a musician.
That's right. He sings beautifully. Maybe he sings
yeah,
like an opera singer.
Yeah, we have to trust him, right?
I guess we have to trust him. So he just says we can sing for them, and maybe they'll be impressed.
意思就是说了，或许如果我们唱歌给抢匪们听，他们会邀请我们进去。They will invite us in.
Maybe is an adverb, and we use it to politely suggest or ask for something. For example, we could say, maybe we should meet up on Saturday. Maybe we should meet up on Saturday.
Maybe 是或许可能的意思。例句提到了或许我们应该在星期六碰面。And we also see the word invite.
Invite is a verb and it means to ask someone to come to a party or a wedding or a meal or anywhere, really.For example, Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party. Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party. That's a lot of presents. Good job, Mary.
Invite 就是邀请的意思啦。那它的名词啊，我们念作 invitation, I-N-V-I-T-A-T-I-O-N, invitation. 同学们可以赶快把笔记写起来哦。它就是名词邀请函的意思啦。例句提到呢 ，Mary 邀请了23位客人到她的生日派对去 ，invite somebody to a party, 邀请某人参加派对。Do you still remember our day one article? It said.That these animals were going to Bremen to be musicians, right?
That's right.
So maybe they can sing very well. But do you believe what the donkey said?
I'm not sure. They're robbers. The robbers aren't going to be saying, oh, good, yes. Because they're criminals. They don't want people to know that they're there. So I don't know if this is such a good idea.
Well, they're animals.
They're animals, though. So maybe that'll be different. Maybe they'll be like, oh, my God, singing animals. This is incredible.
Wow, join us.
Yeah, please come in. Have some food. Sing some more songs. Well, the animals climbed on each other's shoulders to sing. So who's going to... Okay, the donkey would have to be on the bottom.
Why?
For sure, because he's big.
He's big.
You can't put, like, the cat on the bottom and the donkey on top of the cat because then the cat would be in big trouble.
Uh-huh.
But that's what they're doing. They're going to stand up on top of each other to sing the song. I guess that's so the robbers can
see. And I guess the rooster would be on the top.
Rooster would have to be on the top. Definitely donkey on the bottom.And the rooster on the top. Probably dog second, cat third.
Right. 接着呢，动物们就爬上彼此的肩膀上，然后就唱起歌来了。
Okay, so remember, these are all different animals, so they all make different sounds.
Right.
They don't all kind of speak the same animal language. The donkey brayed, the dog barked, the cat meowed, and the rooster crowed. So these are all the different words we use for the sounds of these different animals.
怎么唱歌呢？驴子就发出驴叫声啦，狗就发出狗吠声，猫就发出喵喵声，然后公鸡呢就发出啼叫声。同学们注意哦，每一种动物都有不同的叫声，像是牛的叫声就是
moo.
OK, 羊的叫声现在呢，我们就有请英文快通老师来为我们讲解动物的叫声啦。
英文
快通
，Oh
yeah！Hello， 大家好 ，It's Albie again。哎，大家都知道动物是怎么叫的吗？好，相信很多人一定会说啊，就小狗汪汪叫啊，猫咪喵喵叫，羊妹妹就妹妹叫啊。哎呦，拜托，这连3岁的小孩都回答得出来吧？不过大家知道这些动物的叫声，如果换成英文要怎么说嘞？耶、yeah, ，今天英文快一通很有趣哦 ，LB 就要来教教大家这些撞声词的英文说法啦。首先登场的就是小鸟啦，小鸟吱吱叫的声音我们叫做 tweet。T-W-E-E-T, tweet. 有没有觉得说这个字的时候好像小鸟一样可爱，有没有 tweet, tweet, tweet. 好啦，那在这边大家分享一下，如果有玩 Twitter 的朋友们是不是觉得这个字有点眼熟？没错哦， tweet 这个字其实也是 Twitter 上的每一则讯息，因为当你每次收到讯息的时候，它就会发出像这样子的鸟叫声啦，所以呢我们就称这样子的讯息为 tweet 啦。好，那再来是这位重量级的老兄啦，牛儿，你知道他们怎么叫的吗？哎，没错，就是 moo。那英文也是很类似的啦，叫做 moo，m-o-o， moo， moo。有没有觉得家里好像养了一头牛呢？好，还有可爱的鸭子叫声 quack， 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 quack。英文很简单，也是很类似啦，叫做 quack， q-u-a-k-e， q-u-a-k-e， quack。再来呢是公鸡啦，咕咕咕，有没有曾经一大早被公鸡的叫声叫醒呢？没有，因为我妈妈叫我的嗓门都比公鸡还大了。好了，开玩笑的。那公鸡的叫声因为很长也很特别，叫做 cock a doodle doo。 那哎，你会说这样子念哪有像公鸡啊，很没 feel 哎。那像这样子 cock-a-doodle-doo 连起来念是不是就很像啦？好，再来是恐怖的来喽。没错 ，roar， R O A R， roar 就是狮子的叫声哦。那不知道大家有没有听过 ？You're gonna hear me roar， 哎，没错，就是 Katy Perry 的 roar 啦。When you hear someone roar， 这时候也可以指说你听到有人跟狮子一样在大吼大叫啦。紧接着，羊妹妹的叫声，英文也是很特别的哦。Baa, B-A-A-H, baa。如果你仔细听他们在呼喊，就会发现，其实他们声音就是这样子。Baa, 我要吃草。Baa, 好，再来就是每次都让我疯狂的尖叫蜜蜂了。那蜜蜂这个嗡嗡嗡，我们要怎么说嘞 ？Buzz。B-U-Z-Z Buzz Buzz 同时指的也是其他像是飞行的昆虫，像是苍蝇啊蚊子之类的，你也可以说是 Buzz 哦。最后 Albie's favorite 就是可爱的小猪猪啦。那小猪的叫声英文是什么呢？ Oink Oink。 来，大家用手指把鼻子撑开，跟着我一起发音试试看。 Oink Oink。哎，里面有好多蜘蛛啊！好了 ，just kidding。哇哦，今天一直在学动物叫，我的喉咙都好痛了，我要去喝点水啦。那么英文快一通，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
That was our grammar point for today. And before we left you, we had our four animals standing up on top of each other, all making their different sounds. We had the donkey going, yeah, and the dog going, cat going, meow, and the rooster going, okay, so you can imagine what kind of beautiful music that would make. The story now says the noise scared the robbers. Yes, I would be scared too if I looked out the window and I saw these four animals standing on top of each other.
Shouting at us?
Shouting at me.
Oh my God.
I would be getting out of there.
回到文章了，这四只动物的叫声吓到了这群抢匪。So what did they do?
They tried to attack the animals. Okay, so these are robbers. These are bad guys. They tried to attack the animals, but the cat scratched the robbers' faces.
Oh no, 抢匪们试着攻击动物，但是猫 scratched, like this, 抓伤了抢匪的脸。Beautiful face.
Yes, he scratched them like this, so he...Fighting back, they attacked the animals. The robbers attacked the animals, or they tried to. Attack means to act violently against someone or something. You're trying to hurt them, you're trying to injure them, or you're trying to destroy something or someone. For example, the hungry lion attacked the zebra.The hungry lion attacked the zebra.
Attack 是攻击的意思，过去式字尾规则变化，字尾加 ed 就可以了，念作 attacked, attacked. 例句提到呢，饥饿的狮子攻击了斑马。So the cat attacked the robbers first. It scratched the face of one of the robbers, right?
That's right.
One of the robbers.What about the other animals? What did they do?
I hope they're going to help out the cat.
Or they just ran away.
Maybe they ran away.
No, you got scratching.
Okay, Fluffy, you've got this. We'll be over here. No. The dog bit their legs. Like this. Ah.
Gou Gou 咬了抢匪们的腿。
Bit, that's the past tense of bite. Bite means to use your teeth to cut into something or someone. For example, my dog might bite you if you make him angry. My dog might bite you if you make him angry.
Bite 是咬，过去式 bit, 过去分词 bitten. Bite, bit, bitten, 动词三态，同学们要特别注意哦。例句提到呢，如果你让我的狗生气，它可能会咬你。
Okay, now what are the donkey and the rooster going to do? The donkey kicked them.And the rooster flew around the robbers. Okay, donkeys, they have very strong legs. And if they kick you, oh, it really hurts. It can really do some serious damage. The rooster just flew around them. So I guess the rooster was like distracting them. Like saying, hey, look over here. While the dog is biting them and the cat is scratching them. The donkey's kicking them.
So they They all had their own jobs to do, right?
They all had something to do.
文章接下来就说到了驴子踢抢匪，公鸡呢就在抢匪的四周飞来飞去。All of the animals tried to make the robbers go away.
And they were successful. It says, finally, the robbers ran away. Yes, if I was
really
attacked by all these different animals, I'd be running away too.
最后呢，抢匪们就跑走了。They were frightened to death.
But the animals learned something from this. They realized they were terrible musicians.
动物们最后发现原来他们是很糟糕的 like bad, right?
Yeah, they're not very
bad
good.
Bad musicians, 很糟糕的音乐家。Why did they think they were terrible musicians? They did a great job.
I guess they realized we're good at scaring people with our music. They don't make people say, oh my goodness, that is a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
I want to listen to that over and over again. No, they scared people away with their music. However, here's another however, they now had a home and feast all to themselves. So they realized we're bad musicians, but we got this house and we have this food.That's good. That's a good trade, I think.
Right. 虽然如此呢，他们现在独占了这个家，还有桌上丰盛的大餐。To have something all to oneself 是某人独占某事物的意思啦。For example, when my parents went on vacation, I had the house all to myself.
Just like the animals, they had the house all to themselves, the food all to themselves. It just means it's only for them.Just like Elsie, having the whole house all to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the animals have learned a lesson today. They thought they were useless, but they weren't useless. They could actually still do some things, and they realized they're terrible musicians,
mm-hmm.
too. But they got a house and a meal out of it. So, that's the end of today's story. We're going to take off for the day, but before we leave, let's go to our wrap-up.
Okay, so Joe, do you know there is a moral lesson?This story?
Okay, the lesson is if you see a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster, you should run away.
Nope.
That's the lesson.
One more guess.
Animals are terrible at music.
No.
No? Really? Oh, man. You better tell me.
Actually, the moral lesson is weak people get together.
Mm-hmm.
After they get together, mm-hmm. they can fight.
Okay, they can be strong together.
Against bad people.
Okay, so if you're weak or if you think you're useless or
mm-hmm.
if you're old.
Don't think that way.
Don't think you're useless because if you team up with people, you can do anything,
right.
basically.
Even though in the end, you can't be musicians.
Yeah, not everybody can be musicians. They realize some things about themselves. They had this kind of dream. They thought, okay, we're old, we're useless, we'll be musicians.They realized they can't really do that because when they sang together, it just scared people.
Yeah.
But they did realize that, hey, we're actually not useless. We took on these robbers and we won.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the good thing, the happy ending, I guess. The Brothers Grimm, they were known for these kind of dark stories that were kind of strange and
mm-hmm.
weird. And this is definitely a weird story, but they still had a lesson in it for people.
Right. So I think that's all.For today,
That's
right?
That's all for today. We hope you've enjoyed learning about this very interesting Brothers Grimm tale. Remember, as we said, there are many Brothers Grimm fairy tales out there that are definitely worth reading. So look some of those up if you have time. And give this one a read if you have time
mm-hmm.
as well. Until next time, for A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A Plus 小智慧
I'm starting to enjoy my morning run.
I'm starting to enjoy my morning run.
大家好，我是Selin。有没有人的新年新希望是想要养成运动习惯呢？我的天哪，这真是一个很困难的事情。但是反正有梦最美。话说啊，我有一段时间真的已经习惯去跑步了。我还跟朋友说 ，I'm starting to enjoy my morning run.I'm starting to enjoy my morning run. 我开始喜欢跑晨跑了。那这里我们把 run 当作名词用，一样是跑步的意思。我知道有很多人早上起不来，所以他们选择晚上去跑步，也就是 night run. 他们就可以说 I'm starting to enjoy my night run.I'm starting to enjoy my night run. 其实很多人一开始可能会自己跑觉得没有动力，那这样子的状况呢，就可以考虑参加这个慢跑社团。You can join a running club. You can join a running club. 如果你想要揪人一起来跑步，你就可以说 Do you want to join me for a run? Do you want to join me for a run? 意思就是呢 Do you want to go running with me? Do you want to go running with me? 你想跟我一起跑吗？其实这样邀请别人，或许你会有一种使命感，更想要每天都努力的跑呢。那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。I'm starting to enjoy my morning run. 好了，希望你们也找到自己喜欢的运动方式哦。我们下次见，拜拜。
I'm starting to enjoy my morning run.
I'm starting to enjoy my morning run.
The band of animals.
The animals thought of a plan to get into the house. The donkey said,
Maybe if we sing for the robbers, they'll invite us in.
The animals climbed on each other's shoulders to sing. The donkey brayed, the dog barked, the cat meowed, and the rooster crowed. The noise scared the robbers.They tried to attack the animals, but the cat scratched the robbers' faces. The dog bit their legs. The donkey kicked them, and the rooster flew around the robbers. Finally, the robbers ran away. The animals realized they were terrible musicians. However, they now had a home and feast all to themselves.
Maybe, maybe, maybe we should meet up on Saturday. Maybe we should meet up on Saturday. Invite, 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 invited, invited. Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party.Mary invited 23 guests to her birthday party. Attack, attack. The hungry lion attacked the zebra. The hungry lion attacked the zebra. Bite, bite. Bite, bit, bitten. My dog might bite you.If you make him angry. My dog might bite you if you make him angry.